Exercise 3, page 38. Recording 1.
Greg, congratulations on the race. You were really fast.
Thanks, James. I only got second place, but it was my best time ever, so I'm happy.
You should be. You did great. Shame about the weather, though. It must be really difficult to race in the rain.
I didn't mind it so much, but the race organisers should have covered the stands around the pool for the spectators and prepared more for the rain.
I agree. So, did you practice more for this race?
Not really. I basically stayed to my same training programme and ate healthily as usual. I did, however, get a new coach, and he's really improved my dive in the water, so I now have a faster start.
That's great! Where did you find him?
My friend Tim met him sailing and told me about him. He was once a champion swimmer and windsurfer, so I was really excited to train with him.
Well, good luck on your next race.
Thanks, James.
Recording 2.
Hi, my name is Carol and I'm a professional tennis player. People are always asking me about my diet. When I became serious about playing tennis, I asked a doctor for help with my diet. I now follow a meal plan every day. I eat many small meals during the day that are high in protein and carbohydrates. I would love to start my day with a large breakfast, but I can't train afterwards on a full stomach. Of course, I avoid a big dinner in the evening, as that makes it difficult for me to sleep well. For a snack during the day, I choose mostly fruits and vegetables. They are a perfect source of energy. I also eat a lot of nuts. Many people think nuts aren't healthy, but actually, they are a great source of vitamins and minerals. It's important to think about what you should eat and make wise choices. That's what I try to do.